This is an interview with Ms. Lois Lambe on August 31st, 2001. Would you like to just repeat what you just told me?
Back on November 6th, 1966, I got a call from Methodist College asking me if I would submit an alma mater for them. They were having a contest. And the next day, I had dinner with Polly Longus, who taught out there, and Phoebe Emmons. I don't know how well you know Phoebe.
I really don't know.
Well, she worked with the NCEA. She was a field worker with the NCEA. And I think apart, Polly and Phoebe and I are very sober people. But when the three of us get together, it's a calamity because we work on each other's funny bones. And we always have. We've written plays together for the centennial, the NCEA, for example. We wrote a whole play of the years, 100 years of the thing. But that night at supper, I had mentioned to them that I had been asked to write an alma mater. And we got comparing alma maters, high school ones, college ones, all of them horrible things. My high school alma mater was put to a tune of a Broadway song. My college one talks about Dear Worcester, you, and it's a capital U, not a Y-O-U, which I thought it was when I was a freshman and had to learn it. It's not a university. It never was a university. And yet
it was in the song.
In the song, it's Worcester U. I knew Phoebe's because she went to Flora McDonald, and of course I taught down there, and I knew it was, one was to the Cornell tune, and the other one was the one that they really sing, a friendship song, is very sugary. I don't remember Polly. She went to UNCG, but she said that they had to learn it, that when they learned it, they had to learn to sing it to the laundry list and use the laundry list for words. So our recollections of alma maters were a little ridiculous. Then they started giving me suggestions, such as High Above the Cape Fear Waters and Walls of Ivy. And all sorts of things, you know, the usual.
I was going to say the first one sounded a little like Hiawatha.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the way the Cornell thing starts out, High Above Something or the Other, but High Above the Cape Fear Waters and Ivied Walls and I can't think what else. But there were all these just trite things that you get in alma maters, and they went on like that for about a half an hour. So I went home, and having known what not to write, I wrote the rest of it, just leaving out everything that they said. I knew the colors were green and gold, and I wanted to use those in the song. And I also knew two things: an alma mater should be short. It should not have two verses, one verse. And the tune should be very simple and less than an octave if possible. There's six notes all together in the Methodist College one, and one note's only used twice. It's like My Country 'Tis of Thee, keep it short. And keep the music short. I think that's what made a difference.
Now, this was a contest, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it was a contest. And Alan Porter had his group learn all four of them. And they sang them at assembly. And the students voted on it by applause. And Polly called me that night and told me that that there had been overwhelming spontaneous applause.
I was going to ask you if you were there when they performed.
I thought I was, but since I read in my diary that she called me and told me that, I must not have been there for it. But I thought it was a Monday. I don't know how I would have gotten out of school. Mm-hmm. But I guess because she told me about it, that I thought I had heard them all sung, but or it may have been the day that did the presentation, which was 2 days later, about a week later, that I presented Stacy with the original copy, and I was presented to the student body. It may have been that they sang all four of them that day. I don't know. I rather doubt it. Mm-hmm. I rather doubt it. But I had thought that I had heard all four of them. It just may be that I just heard so much about the choir singing all four of them. And they picked the short one.
Now, Dr. Tobler was there. Was he? He was in the picture, and the
he was chairman of the committee. Mm-hmm. That the second committee that they had. He also wrote one of the songs.
Oh, he did.
Yes.
One that was turned down.
One of the ones that was turned down. He and another. Garland Knott.
Oh, Garland Knott, the chaplain.
Yeah, the two of them mm-hmm. combined on one. But it was two verses. One of them was three verses. And you just can't do that.
No, and I didn't realize that mm-hmm. they had submitted those.
Yes.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, it's used, and of course, the history of the alma mater, as I told you, and I think I brought you a program of mm-hmm. graduation. Mm-hmm. That's in each graduation program.
Uh-huh.
Now, you come back to Methodist College a lot, don't you?
Well, I got back there for the Fayetteville Symphony and the Oratorio mm-hmm. and other things.
It's made quite a difference in the community with the arts, I think.
Oh, yes.
It really has.
Yeah. I got one of the very first medallions, I think, mm-hmm. they gave.
Mm-hmm,
and I have the program from that. I was so pleased because John Henley was being honored, and I've always thought so much of John Henley. He was being honored that day. Fine fellow.
Was there anything else you'd like to add?
I can't think of anything
else.
Anything else you need to ask?
No, I really can't think of anything mm-hmm. right now, but you've also seen a lot of Methodist College students come and go, too, through
funny
either
thing.
The church or the school.
Oh, yes. Don Snellgrove, mm-hmm. you know, went to 71st, and I wrote the 71st alma mater. And then he was teaching at Littlefield, which is a grade school, I think, mm-hmm. down in Robeson County, and asked me to write a song for Littlefield. In the meantime, I had written one for Methodist College, and he graduated from Methodist
yes,
College.
Yes, we were in together.
Okay. So I wrote one for Littlefield. And he has since moved to West Harnett Middle School, and last year wrote and asked me if I would write a song for West Harnett.
Did you?
Yes, I wrote one. So
you're becoming
written,
a poet laureate or something.
I've written four for Don Snellgrove's places of teaching and places of being taught.
He's going to keep you busy if he keeps moving from school to school.
And of course, it was a challenge there because their colors were red, white, and blue. But I worked with all three colors in.
And you've composed church work, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not so much anymore. The muse has left me. I wanted so badly to write one for the Bicentennial. Mm-hmm. I tried for about 3 years ahead of it, and it just simply, mm-hmm. I knew what I wanted to write it on, but I tore up more music. I would write a line or so, then go back to it 2 days later and couldn't stand it and tear it up. I haven't been able to write an anthem now for about 5 years. This won't come.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was kind of surprised I was able to do the West Harnett Middle School last year.
Well, alma maters must be your specialty.
Oh, I did Doug Bird too.
Doug's
mm-hmm. Of course, high schools do not use alma maters anymore. They're too big, they never get together, no time for them to learn them.
No assemblies anymore, I think.
They can't have an assembly. And at pep rallies,
mm-hmm.
that's not a place to try to learn a song.
No. Mm-hmm.
So high schools don't sing them anymore.
That's too bad.
I saw one of the Doug Bird teachers at someplace last week, and she had been at 71st. First thing she said to me, she didn't talk to me. She'd been talking to her class about me. She made them learn the Doug Bird song and told them that she had talked with a lady who had written the song. And they didn't believe that. But she said she makes her classes learn it every year.
Okay.
And the only time they ever use it is at graduation. And the only ones who know it are the kids that were
in her
class. And I don't know that anybody sings it out at 71st,
mm-hmm.
unless it's the chorus. When I went back to 71st, I gave a copy to the chorus teacher, and he had them learn it, and they were singing it
mm-hmm.
then, but whether they still do it or not, I don't know.
Interesting.
But I like, oh. You know, when I started writing the tune for the Methodist College.
You need to put it up just a little bit.
Okay. When I started to write the tune for the Methodist College, I got thinking about, well, Methodist. Duke was Methodist. And I sort of inverted Duke's tune. With da 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Right.
It just turned it upside down
uh-huh.
to get it started, because I was having trouble getting a tune to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So I took Duke and
turned it upside down
to get it started.
Well, I didn't know we had that link with Duke right now. But
no, it was just for the first
yeah.
first little phrase.
Right.
But
I'll have to listen more carefully next time I hear the Duke alma mater. Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I don't know why I happen to know it.
Uh-huh.
Back then,
uh-huh.
but for some reason I knew what it sounded like. Well, that's how it started anyhow. I couldn't sing any more but than
mm-hmm.
that, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I just took that and turned it upside down.
That's
and once I started, once I got the first start of it, the rest of it,
mm-hmm.
was no problem.
I was going to ask you how long it took you to write it.
I don't remember, but usually I wrote the 71st one at lunchtime. Words and music both do make my lunch break. And once I get an idea, it
just
takes long.
And
yeah. And I don't really remember whether I did the music or the words first. I think I must have done the words first.
Interesting. Well, I thank you very much. That's very interesting. I didn't know that the students all